There are five candidates listed with the Green Party in Florida who have filed to run in legislative races this year that state Greens have no idea who they are. One such candidate is listed as living in Riverview, though she's running for a Senate seat far outside of Hillsborough County. Julia Ayers is a spokesperson for the Florida Green Party. She says recently one unknown Green has come out of the shadows. However,
the other candidates we have not been able to communicate with. We did send out a letter to all five of them, a return receipt requested, asking them to get in touch with us and to fill out a questionnaire if they would like to get the endorsement of the Green Party of Florida. But none of these five candidates, who all qualified by paying the fee, by the way, just in the last two or three days before the deadline for filing, and in some cases they changed their party registrations or changed their addresses also at the last minute, so it's been a little difficult to locate them.
28-year-old Aniana Robus of Riverview registered as a Green Party member in late May and is running up against Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg, whose wide District 27 seat occupies both coasts of South Florida, but not any part of Hillsborough, where Robos says she resides. WMNF attempted to call Robos today, but we could only leave a message. Senator Ehrenberg says he's not certain what's going on.
Well, now I'm just thinking about November. I've got three opponents, including a Green Party candidate from Riverview. Riverview, which is nowhere near my district, but we think it's a sham candidate that the Republicans put up to try to divert Democratic votes away. They have done this in other districts. So I just hope we can have a straight election where it's one-on-one and let the best person win and not have any phony candidates to try to divert resources and votes away and manipulate the election. Let's have an election where the best candidate wins, and I think that I'm the best candidate, or else I wouldn't be in the race.
The Republican Party of Florida denies any involvement with the Green Party candidates. Green Party officials say much of the blame for the confusion about not knowing who their own candidates are is a state law that passed in the legislature last year. The law now allows any member of a qualified minor party to obtain the nomination of his or her party for any office other than president just by filing for the primary. This precludes the Greens, the Libertarians, or any other third party from preventing a candidate that they do not endorse from running under the party's name anyhow. Again, Green Party spokeswoman Julia Ayers.
We've been in touch with a couple of the other parties, Libertarians and I think also maybe the Socialist Party, and also the ballot access news folks who have been giving us some advice as well, saying that we should consider challenging it and that they think that we would have a good case.
Anything else you want to say about this?
I just like to appeal to these people, if they hear the news report on WMNF, to get in touch with us. We want to help them. We're always looking for good candidates, but we'd like to get to know them.